92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Our country's dynamics are changing, according to the Washington Post and a lot of other journals. The detailed report of the 2020 census came out recently, and the initial summary says that the country is more ethnically diverse than ever before, and that the number of white people in the country has shrunk dramatically. White people now make up less than 58% of the population, and they estimate that by 2045, whites will probably lose their majority status in America completely. As of last year's census, seven states have less white people than all other heritages combined. Hispanics and Latinos are now the dominant racial group in California. So why is all of that important? What's the takeaway here, Randman? Well, because sociologists are starting to look at this, and they're concerned that this could have a horrendous and negative impact on politics from coast to coast. 13 states are probably going to see a change of representation in the House of Representatives based on the change of the state's population and ethnic dynamics, and they'll be redrawing the boundaries of the states accordingly. The thing is, you can't just blame this on immigration. Yes, there's a lot of people from other countries living here now, and that is highly significant, but immigration doesn't explain why the number of white people has dropped so much. A lot of people are going to be digging through these numbers over the next couple of weeks. It's going to be interesting to find out what they say about it.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.